A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 26th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe's food situation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindevele.com.
The World Food Programme will be starting food distributions, and where possible, where market conditions allow, also giving cash or vouchers to those most in need so that they're able to procure their own food stocks to get them through the lean season. As I said, about 1.5 million people in need. Our aim is to try and reach about 850,000 of those people. Obviously, the government and other organizations, aid agencies, will be working alongside us. But the situation is severe.
The number of people in need is 1.5 million. We have to look at the number of people in need.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's food situation.
The World Food Programme, or WFP, has launched a $56 million appeal to feed about 850,000 Zimbabweans of the estimated 1.5 million people who are facing starvation. But donor fatigue has also hit the UN agency, making the situation very desperate. The UN agency says it has also noted an unusually high number of Zimbabweans who with stunted growth. And these are children.
Both President Robert Mugabe and Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who chairs the Cabinet Food Security Committee, have assured the nation that no one will starve. But many Zimbabweans say the situation is getting desperate with the worsening economic crisis.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, slang and foot.
Konguka Gibbs, nasi tlauti tingeti chitarisa maamiriro akaita zvinhu munyadzezve kujika. Hongo, pakaitwa hongororo WFP irikutiyo vanhu vanosvika iwo miriyoni imwe chete nezviuru mazana mashanu 1.5 million vakatarisana nenzara muZimbabwe. Asi vachiti vanokwanisa kubatsira vanhu vangangosvika 850,000 vamwe vachizobatsirwa nehurumende nemamasangano akazvimirira. Hurumende kuratidza kuti idambudziko rairi kuziva kuti riripo, yakadoma iyo vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanova mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika kuti vatungamire iwe komiti yemakurukota inenge ichitarisa nenyaya dzechikafu. Uye mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nemutevedzeri wavo ivo vaMnangagwa vakazivisa kare kuti hapana munhu achaziva nenzara munyika.
Yehambe zuruva ndaba lingalitona njani lapa likhona khona ngapo thina hayi siyaphila kakhulu ngapha ke Washington. Ye, udaba lwethu lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngakhona kosokubhekane lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi. Singathi abantu sizokuthiwa abaningi bayalamba. Nxa sikhangela ke eTsholotsho kulesigaba lapho kuthiwa khona iBlessing. Ngana abantu balamba kakhulu kakhulu kumathuphula. Kungani vela kuzange kutholakale khona okokuchinisa. Nxa sithi ngokuchinisa ke uphonga ukuthinta nje umumbu ukuthi badle kancane. Kuzobuya lezi ndawo futhi khona ngale kungani asihambi kahle. Kuzobuya ke eMathoreni South, nxa sikhuluma eBite Bridge, eGwanda South, endaweni ezinjalo leKezi, kuthiwa akuhambi kahle njalo nje. Kubuye njalo eMaswingo lezinye indawo zimashona la kutwa ngani akukuhle kangako so ke sizwile le UN kutwa sidinga ke imali yokuthi incede seZimbabwe kuzithi laba balambayo bake badopa dopa mijana kodwa kuhluphayo njengoba sijo ke blessing idonor fatigue le sikhona ngani yahlupa kakhulu so ukuthi abantu badinga imali bazozama ukuncedisa but labo isikhoma sesibhokile kunjalo ke mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest Gibbs, that is Mr. Tafadzwa Musarara, the chairman of the Grain Millers Association. Mr. Musarara, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us once again. Do we have our second guest?
Our second guest is Ms. Chief Mchana Kumalo. I think our producer is still looking for it.
Okay. We'll be joined later on by Chief Kumalo, who is the Deputy President of the Chiefs Council. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him. Let me start with you, Mr. Musarara. You heard this report from the WFP that 1.5 million Zimbabweans actually need food assistance until the next harvest season. And, of course, you are also involved in importing food in the country. Tell us, what is the situation like?
Well, we have been working with a number of international organizations, and personally, I've met the WFP technical team. The issue of maize shortage is a regional one, precipitated by the drought in the last season. There has been a reduced harvest of maize in South Africa and even in Zambia. Malawi is now buying from Zambia. So, first and foremost, I think your listeners need to appreciate that this is a regional issue, largely due to the climatic change effect. We have met a number of these organizations on the trying to find out a machinery, the best machinery that will be able to deliver the deficit without unnecessarily causing other problems. For instance, an oversupply of foodstuffs will naturally and inevitably destroy local industries. So we have come up with a plan. I understand some of them will be partnering with EcoCash and provide money, monthly allowance fees to vulnerable groups. On the back of that, industry will be making sure that those areas that are going to receive this money are fully stocked in respect of maize meal, cooking oil, sugar beans, and maize.
Thank you, Gibbs.
But we know, Mr. Msara, that you know, exporting maize from Zambia comes with some kind of
importing.
You know, importing from Zambia comes with some bit of you know, sour grapes from Zimbabwe. What we know is that there are some white commercial farmers who lost their land were in Zambia, and they're the ones actually producing most of the maize. How does it feel to then get the maize from Zambia?
Everyone is getting maize from Zambia. DRC is getting maize from Zambia. South Africa, Malawi, and Kenya. So really, this is not a Zimbabwean situation only. For the past 7 years, many other countries, African countries, have been getting maize from Zambia. We had nothing to do with the migration of these white farmers from Zimbabwe into Zambia.
I think we are now being joined by our second guest. We are still trying to get Chief Kumalo, but we have Mr. Zindi Tandeko Mkandla. He is a community leader and a former parliamentarian. Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening to you, Blessing, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope all the listeners are doing good. Gibbs.
Baba Mkandla, siyathaba ukuthi ungenele namhla uhlelo. Ye, akusithethi indlala injani eGwanda?
Into le ukukhuluma ngendlala sekuyisakavukela umchilo wesidwaba. Sekuyingoma yansuku zonke. Siyakhuluma nje ngobana siyakhuluma. Iqinisa ukuthi indlala yalo nyaka yindlala engelajodo, yindlala engelakiliwane, yindlala ethusayo, eqeda amandla. Njengoba ngisitsho, ukukhuluma ukuthi siyaphefumula, indlala ekhona ayikhulumeki.
So ke ubona ngizani 1-1 njoba kunjalo
kathi mina ku 1-1 ikhosi yakudimela kube labalaleli ngoba laba bantu esilaba akulalo abalayo andithi abantu nxa sebelamba babakhangela uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende uyaphathe lapha nalaphayana manje uhulumende wakhona lo nyaka njengoba ezisawukile kangaka edubele ziprelian ngebona ukubhadala izisebenzi imali yokuthenga ukudla uzayithatha nga kanti nalaba babasincedise kunzima ukuthi basincedise ngoba nayo iy'nkulumo ziningi ezingapheliyo kungasenani umhlaba lo njengoba sizwile ukuthi inhlansi ezithize yizo ezizazama ukuthi zidingele abantu izimbabwe ukudla abantu bangathembela kuzo wathi uhulumente yaze ehlulekela uvele kakufadaleli ngabona inhlansi zangaphandle ezinjengabo-WFP o-World Vision enxenye yizo ezingaba lobubele ukuthi abantu basinde okakhulumente mina ngombono wami into abantu zabakhodle baphindele lanxa engafisa uvele kalalo ugcona izikhoma zibhobokile.
Yes, siyawuza kakhulu-ke baba Mkandla ungayigatshani ubambe khonapho so akhodwa ndumisa Mkandla, you know, the only hope lies with the donors, you know. He says the government appears not to be ready to tackle this kind of hunger. So he says they don't have money after all, yeah.
Vamusarara munotendera nazvo here zviri kunzika hurumende mari inenge isipo nekudaro zvichanetsa kuti ibatsire vamwe vanhu vari kudzwa nenzara.
I think it's important that we go specific to the actual standing of our position. The shortage of maize, we have those who can pay, but the maize is in short supply. And out of the 700,000 ton deficit, this relates to also urban and other peri-urban and other rural areas or population. Some of them can pay. So as industry, we are coming in now to commence an importation program starting around mid-September. We have submitted our importation plan to government to import 890,000 of maize into Zambia, and we are fully aware of the challenges that are there in respect of logistics from Zambia. Zambia, the highest export has been 450,000 tons per year as aggregate, and you know our borders work, Chirundu and Victoria Falls operate 12 hours. So we've written to government to say we need those borders to operate 24 hours. Our aim is that every 15 minutes there should be a truck coming in into Zambia. In addition to that, we have some of our members who had already taken position in South Africa. We want them to be allowed to import into Zimbabwe. And also, we also want to look at South America to bring in maize via Beira. We are meeting NRZ next week. They have indicated that they still have the capacity to rail most of the maize from Zambia via Victoria Falls, targeting mainly the southern part of our country, which are Matabeleland, North, South, and Bulawayo Province, and to some extent Midland. So, as an industry, we have put a very cogitable plan that seeks to provide that deficit. However, notwithstanding the fact that there still remain some vulnerable groups of people who had grown some crops, and not only for subsistence, but also for them to sustain their lives, and they've lost that. But by and large, for those who have money, those who can pay for money, they will find the product available at the same price, and no price, there won't be any price surges. So we have put that plan. We are ready. We have that capacity. We don't grow enough wheat, but we, you know, I think last year we did less than 40,000 tons of wheat, but we managed to import 225,000. So coming as far afield as Russia, Kazakhstan, Crimea, and other places. So our wherewithal is there. We are using the strongest currency in Africa, and we are able to use other financial instruments to bring in that maize.
Thank you so much, Mr. Msara. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
And according to a statement that has just been released by Zimrights, it says, I quote, most of the villagers in Cholocho North now actually go without 3 meals a day. Children are the most affected under Headman Tsechwa in Chief Matapula's area in Mat North. That's very sad, eh? Then Slumlum Zanage, Ufilmon Osakwa in Lapa, Baba Filmon, Unga Uchonajan.
Hello.
Yeah, vale redu yako usikuzwe. Vale redu yako ba. Yeah, if vale spot.
Yeah, invalide.
Awubona ke kunjani ke baba film on?
Ah, ezibothe ziyadeda.
Yeah, ukuphi lapho ungapi?
Ngibelo akwere.
Ngi kunjani lo akwere kola?
Ah, lo akwere andiphi ngomkhulu.
Umkhuna kuphela akulanye into abadlala
abantu zeyosawule vele indlala yodimala ibonakala
so manje azidingelanga abantu badla njani
abantu zebethona webhoda laphana bedinga ongabasiza badala ukuthola
akusitsheleke ngokuvuna sibili ngokujulileyo ukuthi abantu bavuna kanganani khona
akula muntu wavunayo ongashiya ama-50 KGIT.
So abaningi batholani?
Akula vele into abayithola kwahle wathela kusemasimini.
So ke asithi ngelanga ngelanga umuntu uyavuka enzeni akutshayisi lokujulile kolapho sizo ba.
Vele ngathi abantu bavuka bephithizela bedinga lokuyana nalokuya ngabasiza kodwa bakutholi babesawula abantu bebebulela umfula ngesikolo kodwa but akunanto abayithola.
So ke imali pho bayithatha ngaphi yokuthi badinga ukudla into ezinjalo kuhamba njani?
Abantu vele bebesawula vele ngathi impilo yangona inzima ukuze uthole idola langona vele akufika itele nje.
So licina lisenza njani? Licina liboleka kumbe kuye kumakhelwane ucele lokhu lalokho?
Lo makhelwane akukwathi vele kalalutho so kuyikuthola inkomo yathengisa inkomo yakho nembuzi yathengisa abantu abafika zifuye ngendaba yendlala emali.
Inkomo seziyimali kathesi?
Umuntu uyabuye sekuthethiwa ukuthi yela $200 inkomo enkulu ngendaba yokuthi lenza.
So ke singathi abantu sebephonga ukuthengisa ukuthi akulanto bangayenza.
Baphonga ukuthengisa nje ngendaba yokuthi vele abafika bangakuyenza ngendlala yonale.
Ulo mlayezelo ongawutshela abantu beZimbabwe ngakhona kwelibhekane lakho.
Abantu beZimbabwe inene mabuya amadoni nganceda ngokuthi urhulumende wethu vele akulanto ayenza.
Hayi ke mnumzana Filimon siyabonga kakhulu. Uthe ungabukanga khona elo wagwero khonapho?
Mthelo wagwere edwaleni.
Edwaleni yabona ye.
Ye.
Kulungile ke mnumzana Filimon, hey.
Hayi yabo.
Ye, uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa,
eh? Hayi kulungile.
Yeah, so he's saying that people in Dwaleni, that is Lower Gweru, had very poor harvest. You know, he says some of them didn't get even a single bucket, you know, from the fields. And so he says it's even hard to get the dollar. You know, the dollar is really unreachable. According to him, so people are now selling livestock like cows are going for about $200 a piece. This is just that's for a song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regatini kuna mkoma Craig kumudzi. Makadi mkoma Craig.
Ino fara angu makadi mkoma.
Aiwa tirinani kuri se kumudzi.
Ah, kuna kumudzi kuri nani zvapenzara chete.
Zviri kufamba sei tiudzei kuti nyaya yechikafu yakamira sei.
Kuno kumudzi gohora kavanikwa nevanhu gore rinerika harina kumira mushe vanhu vakanga varima ndizvozvo asi kwakazopinda zuva zvinhu zvose zvakatsvira mumunda zvekuti anenge akakohwa chaipo anenge akaita masaga anosvika kana 5
5
mabegi saka zviri kuzoita sezvekudai panozonzi ngatinyoranei World Food Program iri kuda kuuya kana iwe uri mumwe munhu uyauya anotarisirwa pasi haunyorwe vanotanga ivo vanyorana pachavo vega vega ivo vanozivana pachavo vakuru vakuru vacho pachavo saka kuti iwe uzowanawo mukana wokuti iwewe unge uchizowanawo chikafu chacho ichochocho kana kuti zita rako chinge richinyorwa hapana mupfunzo saka zvinhu zvinotibaya mwoyo chaizvo kuti kosei nzara iri kumunhu wose handiti kosei ivo vachizonyorana pachavo vega vega saka zvinoreva kuti ivo vanoda kuguta kwavo chitika ruzhinji remhuri yemuno mumudzi havadi kuti rigute
saka rubatsiro rwacho riri kupuhwa vanhu vari kupuhwa chiine chii
rubatsiro ruripo harusati rwauya zvaro asi vanhu vari kutarisira kuwaniswa chibage mafuta nebeans ndo zvino zvatiri kutarisirwa ngevanhu vachabatsirwa nazvo kuno kumuni
tisingarove mbwa takaviga mupini ndiani ani vari kunyora vanhu ava vamuri kuti vari kuita zveuori tisingatauri hedu mazita avo
ivo vachiwo musangano usanupf vanonyorana pachavo vega vega vakuru vakuru vacho
saka vamwe vozoshaya mukana
vamwe vanozoshaya mukana manje zvekuti munogona kuzonyorwa mazita enyu ari pakure kure zvekuti kana zvichiuya anogona kunzi tikuda navanhu tii apa paofisi pacho iwe unonge usipo ivo pachavo ega ndivo anenge ari
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Craig
ndinotenda hangu mukoma Blessing
aiwa tatenda zvikuru of course Craig is saying is concerned that there is already the politicization of food distribution and he's saying it's a cause for concern and this must be stopped. Mr. Msarara had a prior engagement. Mr. Msarara?
Yes, how are you?
Just your last word before you go. I know you are a busy man.
Well, I think I've been following your program. I think you started well, but you are slowly now trying to choose drama and not facts. The issues of World Food Program, they've done an independent assessment of vulnerable groups themselves. They know the child-headed families and all those which have been affected. And this year, as I've indicated, they are going to be transmitting cash into those families direct. So I'm not too aware of this. I don't think it's plausible and it's correct that there are some elements of the ruling party who are interfering with the process.
But this is not a new thing, Mr. Msarara.
No.
This is not a new thing.
And
senior officials, we can quote people like the vice president himself. At one rally, he was saying that we are only going to give food to our supporters. So, and these are people who are going through it. It's not coming from Washington.
If you allow me time to finish my statement,
you have the floor.
With respect, the international organization have done it differently this time around. They have been given the space and time to go out and identify the affected household without food. Just go there and identify. And they've made that identification using, of course, the schools and other structures of the community, which are not politically inclined. And so this year, they are now sending money direct. One of the reasons why they've decided to remit money direct to somebody through echo cash or a text message is to eliminate all these incidences of, give to own supporters and everything else. So I speak from a position of authority because I'm part of the whole system. What they're going to do now is we'll go and provide food to shops. And these people will come and buy from those shops. You understand? So the case of intimidation and whatever, it won't be experienced this time around. It might have happened in the past, but the system currently is trying to eliminate that, and as industry, we are happy with it.
And we will not state his effect. These are allegations, right? These are people who are saying whatever they are saying,
yes.
But they remain allegations. So the correct term to use is they are allegations of.
Certainly,
we cannot state his effect. We agree with you. But once again, Mr. Msarara, thank you so much for your time. I know you had a prior engagement.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Tinenge tine mumwe mutereri mukoma Korera Makadi. Aiwa tiripo. Imi muri kupi?
Ndiri kumhangura.
Kumhangura kumashonaland west uko kwakamira sei?
Aiwa kuno kuri nani.
Tiudzewo kuti nyaya yechikafu yakamira sei?
Nyaya yechikafu mukoma zvikuru ino zvinhazvina kumira zvakanaka. Chokwadi mashonaland west iri nani. Asi vanokanganwa kuti kune vanhu vasina minda. Vanhu vasina minda ivavo havana kwavanoshanda. Saka zvakadaro nzara iriko nokuti hapana kwavanowana kana vasina kusenda.
Asi dunhu renyu racho vamwe vakawanawo here vane minda vacha nekuti ndoziva kuti kunorimwa chibage chaizvo.
Ya, vamwe vanacho, vamwe havana. Mvura haina kunyatsoita zvakanaka. Mvura ine dzimwe nzvimbo inonaya, mune dzimwe nzvimbo haisi kunaya.
Dzimwe nguva yombowandisa.
Dzimwe nguva yombowandisa zvekuti munoita zvakaenda kumunda, moita zvara makarima. Zvina kumira zvakanaka.
Saka muri kuti kunofanira kuti kunzwewo chikafu kuitira vaya vasina kuwana chouviri. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma akorera nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda zvikuru.
I think the same allegations are continuing to be raised by our listeners. I think the first one in Mudzi, Craig, said there's a lot of politicization. Now we have someone from Mashonaland West Province who is also complaining, that is in Mangura, is also complaining that there is the politicization of food aid.
Mr. Mkandla, I think you can chip in there. How about Gwanda? How is the situation there? Is there any political interference?
See, I think sometimes people ask the obvious. We are seeing kind of people who bury their heads in the sand against the proverbial ostrich. It's known. It is there. We are there for some decorum when we call these allegations. But they are hard facts. Naked facts. Pregnant facts. These are alive, real situations on the ground. For example, in my case, I can give you names from Ward 1 to Ward 11 in the Gwanda North constituency. With people who actually write these names and give them to other people, I can give you a chain of command as regards this issue. Remember, we have heard this before. It's not something new, and we get sick and tired of being asked to repeat the same thing again. It is a fact that ZANU-PF will use shortages to their own advantage. We may call it an allegation, but to me it's not an allegation because it's a fact. We can produce living facts to sustain that. Yes, like always, this has become a political tool. People's suffering has been turned into some game of political football. As I said, they seem to be able to enjoy creating suicide, genocide through
food
starvation. Thank you so much. Yes, I was going to say, I was going to say,
hayi engawutsho ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe baphila njengenyamazana emangweni okuthi njengendwangu iyakudla intethe idle imbangu emncinyane idle uxakuxaka olomileyo. Abantu baphila ngomusa kamlimi hathi ngokuthi kulo muntu abakhangele.
Siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu mkani. Isikhathi two baba, sibongele kakhulu. Yizihambele emhlanganweni. Thank you very much.
Of course, for soccer enthusiasts, the second round of the Champions League, it's FC Bruges 0, Manchester United 0. Of course, Manchester won the first leg 3-1. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Duwe. Stay tuned.